Detroit Murders and Chicago Mob, Boston Biggest, Texas Swindlers and the LA Cops, Miami Drugs, New Jersey Dumps take on the Denver Smog, Seattle Fads, New Orleans Hoods, Milwaukee Cannibals, San Diego Jarheads and the Arizona Drought!
Mascot Mania! Mascot Mania! Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
Heads explode when Dallas Oz walls meet Washington Drive. Home team bands play Cop Killer when LA comes to town. Pittsburgh Polluters, Houston Drive-Rise Dumpster near the fair. Bribes, they always win.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Not Another Sports Show here on WRFU LP Urbana, which you are listening to, WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM.
Just before we get started, there's a little disclaimer. WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community, and views expressed are those of the speakers and are not intended to represent WRFU, the UCIMC, or the Urbana Socialist Forum.
Welcome to another edition of Not Another Sports Show, your progressive view in the world of sports. After having 2 weeks off, we're back with our news of the week. Updating a previous story that we've done on Not Another Sports Show, the Supreme Court of Canada has refused to hear an appeal from female ski jumpers who have been banned from participation in the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. The female athletes had sued because the Olympic events prevent women from participating in the ski jump event. The Canadian High Court refusal came after two lower court rulings which said Canada's charters of rights cannot dictate which sports are included in the Winter Games.
Okay, yeah, I guess there's also some other interesting Olympic, Canadian Olympic news, right? The torch relay, right, was disrupted on Monday by protesters. A chaotic incident. A woman carrying the Olympic torch was knocked over and fell to the ground. Police accused protesters of pushing the runner over, but protesters disputed this account and said no one purposely shoved her. One protester was charged with assault. Protesters were chanting "homes, not games," and also chanting "no Olympics" on stolen native land. The Olympic torch relay has been marred by protests since it began earlier this month. Indigenous members of the Six Nations declared that the Olympic torch could not pass through their territory. Vancouver will host the Winter Olympics in February.
Yeah, on a previous episode, we did have Bob Koalas from No Game Chicago, who had worked a lot opposing the Olympics coming to Chicago for a variety of reasons.
That's right.
Being the fact that tax money goes to these Olympic Games and building stadiums rather than homes and other necessities. And we had attempted to have Professor Christopher Shaw on, but due to some scheduling problems on his end, we weren't able to have him.
It's unfortunate. But, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of news coming out of this leading up to the Olympics in February, right? I mean, there's going to be lots of stuff to keep track of. So, you know, keep track of Shaw's website. Listen to our show. We're gonna bring you more news about this as it develops. But no, I mean, there's just always going to be stuff going on about this. There's a lot of protest around these games. So,
On my solo show on December 19th, thank you, Damien, for not being here.
I was slaving away in Florida, actually.
yes, slaving away in Florida.
Yeah, warm weather.
It was terrible. It was terrible. Like the lows were like in the 50s. Anyway.
Well, updating report on that December 19th show, Fiesta Bowl officials have said that an inquiry they commissioned found, quote, no credible evidence that the Bowl's management engaged in illegal or unethical conduct. Well, I always find it refreshing when a group investigates themselves and find that they did nothing wrong.
That's hilarious. Is there any other way to do it?
And a copy of this review was not released for public consumption. According to the investigative reports by the Arizona Republic, five present or past employees of the nonprofit organization said employees receive bonus payments for making campaign contributions to specified political candidates, a practice which would violate both federal and state laws.
Interesting. Yeah, okay, here's another news tidbit. Sarah Thomas became the first woman to officiate an NCAA bowl game. She was the line judge for the Pizza Bowl between Marshall and Ohio. And so, yeah, so Neil and I were saying, if anybody actually caught the Pizza Bowl and wants to comment on how the officiating went, the number is 344-2536, and we'll put you on the air, and I'd love to hear how the Pizza Bowl went.
Pizza Bowl, wow.
The Little Caesars Pizza Bowl. Corporate chill.
Right. Everybody run out to your Little Caesars right now and get you a Little Caesars pizza over there on Mattis.
And we'll be talking much more about the NCAA and the Bowl Championship Series in college football in just a few minutes. In baseball news, the New York Yankees were the only team receiving a luxury tax this offseason in Major League Baseball. The total cost of their luxury tax, nearly $25.7 million, was the penalty for once again crossing the payroll threshold in baseball's collective bargaining agreement. Since the inception of the luxury tax in 2003, the Yankees have paid $174 million of the total $190 million collected.
Man, oh man.
According to the USA Today, they computed the payroll by using the annual values of contracts for players on the 40-man roster and add in their incentive benefits. The Yankees' regular payroll, using 2009 salaries and prorated shares of signing bonuses, finished at $220 million. That was a drop of $2.5 million from 2008, but more than $77.8 million higher than any other team, a gap larger than the payrolls of the bottom 11 baseball teams.
That is just crazy.
Big payroll there with the Yankees. You know, A-Rod, he makes $25 million a year, so maybe cut his one-year salary. He'd still be making $160 million for the rest of his contract.
Yeah, no, he's making a comfortable living. Right,
right.
That's pretty funny. Let's see, what else do we got here? Oh, more baseball news. Major League Baseball umpires have negotiated a 5-year labor contract to extend through 2014. The previous bargaining agreement was going to expire December 31st of 2009. The umpires' relationship with management has mirrored that of the players, leading to work stoppages in 1970, 1978, 1979, 1984, 1990, 1991, and 1995. After the 1999 mass resignations backfired, the Major League Umpires Association was replaced by a new union, the World Umpires Association, which negotiated a pair of labor contracts after a series of 8 work stoppages from 1972 to 1975. Players and owners reached agreements without strikes or lockouts in 2002 and 2006.
The New York Racing Association says that it's running low on cash and may close their 3 horse race tracks, which would mean no Belmont Stakes for horse racing's Triple Crown. As Deadspin.com commented, quote, "It'll never happen, of course. New York has a long and storied history of doomsday plans, in which groups publicly plan for the worst, just so taxpayers feel like winners when they only get screwed a little. At this moment, the MTA is claiming they can't afford to keep giving students free subway rides to school, but inevitably will just raise fares like usual. It's kind of like that. Give us money or else."
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even know if that's really peculiar to New York, right? I mean, just about anywhere, you whine and squeak, and then you get money.
Well, a lot of corporate owners especially do that for their own teams to say, you know, like Jerry Reinsdorf did in the 90s, saying he'd move the White Sox to Florida if they didn't build him a new stadium.
Sure, yep.
Right.
Right. Nice little tidy present there. Now the NFL.
Speaking of tidy presents.
Oh, yeah. No, this is interesting. Okay, so the National Football League is partnering with Boston University. Now this goes along with some of the other news that we'd been talking about, like concussion-related injuries and stuff like that in football. So the NFL is partnering with Boston University brain researchers who criticized the league's stance on concussions. The league has donated over $1 million to Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy. And this is the interesting part, I think. And they're requesting former players and families to donate the retired...
Thank you.